Welcome back to Tesla Daily. We're diving straight into some exciting news out of Giga Berlin. We've got Erica Autopilot with us today, our resident expert on all things Tesla manufacturing. Erica, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ethan. Always a pleasure to be here.
So, 500 temporary workers at Giga Berlin are getting bumped up to permanent positions. This feels like a pretty big deal, especially with all the talk of economic slowdowns and layoffs in other sectors. What's your take on this, Erica?
Absolutely, Ethan. This is significant for a few reasons. First, it shows that Tesla is confident in the long-term viability and growth of Giga Berlin. Remember, this factory is crucial for Tesla's European expansion plans. Second, it speaks volumes about the production ramp-up of the Model Y at the factory. They're aiming for high production numbers, and that requires a stable and skilled workforce.
And this move comes at the behest of the Gigafactory Berlin Workers Council, right? It seems like Tesla is, at least in this instance, playing ball with the council, despite their well-known aversion to traditional unions.
Right? It's interesting because Tesla is very clearly stating that this decision wasn't influenced by IG Metall, the German union. They want to emphasize that this is about their own internal assessment and confidence in the business. However, it's hard to ignore the timing. The Workers' Council has been advocating for these temporary workers, and this move could be seen as a strategic way for Tesla to build goodwill and demonstrate that they're listening to employee concerns, even without direct union involvement.
It's a delicate dance, isn't it? They want to maintain their own management style, but also need to operate within the German labor landscape. I'm curious to see how this relationship with the Workers' Council evolves over time.
Agreed. It's definitely a situation to watch. This move could set a precedent for future negotiations and interactions between Tesla and the Workers' Council. It'll be interesting to see if this is a one-off or part of a broader shift in Tesla's approach to employee representation at Giga Berlin.
So, Erica, we've been discussing Tesla's workforce strategy in Germany, but now let's shift gears to a rather unexpected challenge facing the EV giant, police cars. It seems some California police departments are finding Teslas less than ideal for their needs.
Yeah, it's an interesting case study in the realities of transitioning to EVs, particularly for specialized professions like law enforcement. While Tesla is making strides in the consumer market, it seems there are some significant hurdles to overcome before they become the go-to choice for police fleets.
Absolutely. We're seeing pushback from police departments in Northern California, specifically. The article highlights concerns about the Tesla's limited interior space, particularly for officers carrying standard equipment like duty belts and vests. Apparently, the back seat is practically unusable for transporting suspects, which creates logistical issues and potential safety concerns.
Right. And on top of that, there are concerns about the car's suitability for police work in general. The article mentions issues with Tesla's autopilot system interfering with routine police maneuvers, like pulling over to the side of the road. Plus, the lack of a traditional engine block raises concerns about officer safety in a firefight. These are all factors that Tesla will need to address if they want to break into the law enforcement market.
It also seems that the lack of established modification options for Teslas is a major stumbling block. Police departments are accustomed to working with legacy car manufacturers like Ford and Chevrolet, which have a long history of producing police-specific vehicles and have a well-developed network of modification companies.
Exactly. This is where Tesla's relative newness in the automotive world might be working against them. Police departments need vehicles that are readily adaptable to their specific needs. And right now, it seems like Tesla's customization options are limited and expensive.
And it's not just about the cars themselves. The article also highlights the importance of charging infrastructure, which is crucial for any EV fleet, but especially for police departments that require their vehicles to be operational 24/7. Relying on public charging stations simply isn't a feasible option for law enforcement.
Absolutely. Tesla's supercharger network is impressive for consumers, but it's not designed for the specific demands of police work. Departments need dedicated, reliable charging infrastructure on site, which adds another layer of complexity and cost to the equation.
So, Erica, while everyone's bracing for the Social Security COLA announcement, Wall Street seems to be holding its breath for something entirely different, Tesla's robo-taxi event. What's the big deal here?
It's all about the future, Ethan. Tesla's always been valued on its potential, and robo-taxis represent a massive opportunity. We're talking about a potential paradigm shift in transportation, with autonomous vehicles potentially generating huge profits for Tesla.
We've heard these grand promises from Elon Musk before, haven't we? Remember the Cybertruck's launch delays or the Gigafactory hiccups? Not to mention the whole full self-driving is just around the corner saga that's been going on for years.
You're right to be skeptical, Ethan. Musk does have a history of overpromising and under-delivering, but this robotaxi event feels different. The stakes are incredibly high, especially with Tesla's recent struggles.
You're talking about the price cuts and the shrinking margins. It does seem like the EV honeymoon period is over, and Tesla's feeling the heat from increased competition.
Exactly. Their inventory is piling up, and they're relying more on unsustainable income streams like regulatory credits. They need a win, and robotaxis could be their saving grace. But the question is, can they deliver this time?
Speaking of competition, there's another interesting development today. GM is launching its own home energy storage system, the Energy Power Bank, directly challenging Tesla's Powerwall.
This is huge, Ethan. We've been waiting for a serious competitor in the home energy storage market, and it looks like GM is ready to play ball. This could be a major shakeup for Tesla.
What do you make of the specs? The power bank starts at 10.6 kilowatt hours, which is comparable to the Powerwall, but the pricing seems a bit aggressive, starting at $10,999.
It's definitely a shot across the bow. GM seems to be going for a more value-driven approach, potentially undercutting Tesla on price while offering similar capacity and features like reverse EV charging.
It's interesting that they're emphasizing the EV charging aspect. Do you think they're specifically targeting EV owners with the power bank, or is this a broader play for the home energy market?
I think it's both. EV owners are a natural fit, needing reliable backup power for their cars, especially during outages. But the broader appeal is clear. Homeowners are increasingly looking for energy independence and resilience, and a home battery system like the power bank offers exactly that.
It makes you wonder if GM might leverage its existing dealer network for sales and installation, giving them a logistical advantage over Tesla.
That's a great point. Tesla's direct sales model has its advantages, but GM's dealer network could provide wider reach and local support, which is crucial for a product like this.
The big question is whether GM will also target the industrial and utility-scale energy storage market, which has been a major growth driver for Tesla.
That's the billion-dollar question, Ethan. If GM can scale their production and offer competitive solutions for larger-scale deployments, they could become a real threat to Tesla's dominance in that space.
Well, Erica, Trump's comments about autonomous vehicles being concerning couldn't have come at a more interesting time, just hours before Tesla's robotaxi event. What's your take on his stance, especially given his history with Musk?
It's classic Trump, isn't it? Full of contradictions and timed for maximum disruption. Remember, this is someone who once said self-driving cars will never work. Now, he's not just expressing personal doubt, but also pledging to block Chinese AVs on American roads. It's a very calculated move, especially with the 2024 election looming.
It's interesting how he singles out Chinese companies. Do you think there's a genuine concern there, or is it more about playing to his base and escalating tech rivalry with China?
It's a bit of both, Ethan. National security concerns around data privacy and potential espionage are legitimate, especially with autonomous vehicles generating massive amounts of data. However, the way he frames it, conflating all Chinese companies with potential threats, reeks of political opportunism. It's a convenient way to attack Biden's policies while also appealing to his base's anti-China sentiment.
And let's not forget the irony here. Musk himself has endorsed Trump in the past and even considered a role in his administration. Now, Trump is essentially undermining a key technology that Musk is betting big on.
Exactly. It highlights the complex and often transactional relationship between Musk and Trump. Musk clearly sees value in aligning himself with powerful figures, even if their views clash with his business interests. It's a high-risk strategy, and this latest episode shows how quickly the political winds can shift, leaving even the savviest operators exposed.
So, Erica, aside from Trump's curveball, we've got a lot happening in the markets today. Futures are dipping ahead of the CPI report, but Tesla seems to be defying gravity. What's your take on this pre-market move?
It's a clear sign of confidence, Ethan. Despite the broader market jitters around inflation and potential Fed moves, investors are bullish on Tesla's robotaxi event tonight. A 1.1% jump in pre-market trading suggests that many expect a game-changing announcement.
Indeed, especially with the Nasdaq basically flatlining. It seems Tesla's performance is decoupling from the tech sector, at least for today. Do you think this optimism is warranted, or are we looking at another case of buy the rumor, sell the news?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Tesla has a history of overpromising and under-delivering, especially when it comes to full self-driving. However, they've also surprised us in the past with rapid advancements. Tonight's event could swing sentiment either way.
And we can't forget about the CPI data looming. A hotter-than-expected inflation reading could throw cold water on this entire market rally, including Tesla's pre-market gains.
Absolutely. The market is on edge right now, trying to gauge the Fed's next move. A strong CPI print could force the Fed's hand, leading to a more aggressive stance on rates, and that would be bad news for everyone, even Tesla.
Speaking of trust, or perhaps the lack thereof, a recent Bloomberg interview with Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi revealed some interesting insights. He admitted that in markets where they offer autonomous rides, a significant portion of users are opting out. About half, in fact.
That's a telling statistic, isn't it? It seems even with Uber's massive reach and brand recognition, they're struggling to convince riders that self-driving is a safe and reliable option.
Exactly. And Khosrowshahi himself acknowledged the challenge, saying, "The most important factor is, can we make this technology safe? Can we build trust?" He seems to understand that public perception is a major hurdle right now.
And rightfully so. There have been high-profile incidents involving autonomous vehicles, and those stick in people's minds. It'll take time and a spotless safety record to truly win over the average consumer.
He's also tempering expectations on the economic viability of self-driving, suggesting that margins will be lower initially. He sees the next few years focused on safety before profitability becomes a primary concern.
That's a stark contrast to the winner-take-all mentality we often hear from Tesla. Uber, with its partnerships with Waymo, Cruise, and others, seems to be taking a more pragmatic long-term view.
It's almost as if they're playing a different game altogether. Tesla is laser-focused on being first, on achieving full autonomy and disrupting the entire transportation industry. Uber, on the other hand, is hedging its bets, acknowledging that consumer trust and a viable business model are equally crucial. Well, Erica, it seems like the EV market just threw us a curveball. Tesla's deliveries are up, but their energy business is lagging. Rivian's facing production woes, and Lucid is quietly racking up record deliveries. What's your take on all this?
It's a real mixed bag, Ethan. Tesla's year-over-year delivery growth is encouraging, especially after their earlier warnings about a potential slowdown. But missing Wall Street's expectations, even slightly, always raises eyebrows.
It's like they hit a single when everyone was expecting a home run. Investors are getting antsy, especially with the Cybertruck launch looming and all the questions surrounding its actual production capacity.
Exactly. And then you have Rivian, which seems to be stuck in a rut. Supply chain issues are one thing, but their constant production struggles are starting to raise red flags. Their Georgia plant is years away, so they need to get their act together in Illinois.
It's a classic case of biting off more than they can chew. They've got a great product in the R1T, but scaling production is proving to be their Achilles heel.
Meanwhile, Lucid is quietly becoming a dark horse in this race. Their focus on luxury and performance is clearly resonating with a certain segment of buyers, and their production numbers are nothing to sneeze at.
Their strategy of targeting Tesla's customer base with aggressive discounts seems to be working, at least in the short term. But the real test will be the launch of their Gravity SUV and that more affordable crossover they have in the pipeline.
Absolutely. They need to prove they can compete beyond the high-end niche. And then there's Toyota, the sleeping giant that seems to be stumbling out of the gate. Delaying their EV production in North America is a significant setback.
It's a clear sign that even the biggest automakers are struggling to adapt to this rapidly evolving landscape. They're facing internal challenges, market pressures, and a whole lot of uncertainty.
And let's not forget EVgo's massive loan guarantee. That's a game changer for charging infrastructure, especially for underserved communities. It shows the government is putting its money where its mouth is when it comes to EV adoption.
It's a critical piece of the puzzle. Range anxiety is still a major barrier for many potential EV buyers, and a robust charging network is essential to alleviating those concerns. Speaking of market moves, Tesla's stock is holding steady today ahead of their big robo-taxi event this evening. Erica, any predictions on what Elon might unveil this time?
Well, the rumor mill is churning with talk of a Cybercab prototype, which is obviously generating a lot of buzz. But I'm more interested in any advancements they might reveal in their self-driving software and AI capabilities. That's where the real game changer lies.
Absolutely. Tesla's full self-driving beta has been both praised and criticized, but there's no denying they're pushing the boundaries of what's possible. A major breakthrough on that front could really shake things up in the industry.
And let's not forget the potential impact on the robotaxi market. If Tesla can crack the code on autonomous driving, they're positioned to become a major player in that space. It's a multi-trillion dollar opportunity.
Right, and they're not the only ones making waves in the market today. First Solar took a hit after Jefferies lowered their price target, citing supply chain and labor challenges. That seems to be a recurring theme across industries these days.
It's definitely a sign of the times. The pandemic exposed vulnerabilities in global supply chains, and we're still feeling the aftershocks. Companies that can navigate these disruptions effectively will have a significant advantage.
On a brighter note, CVS Health got an upgrade from Barclays, who sees strong potential for margin recovery. And then there's GXO Logistics, exploring a potential sale after a solid run. It'll be interesting to see who might be interested in acquiring them.
The logistics sector is ripe for consolidation, especially with the rise of e-commerce and the increasing demand for efficient supply chain solutions. GXO could be a valuable asset for a larger player looking to expand their footprint.
And finally, let's talk about XPeng's big bet on their new Eagle Eye system. Erica, they're claiming this camera-based tech will give their P7 Plus sedan a serious edge in the autonomous driving game. What's your take on their approach?
It's an interesting strategy, Ethan. While most companies are going all in on LiDAR, XPeng is doubling down on cameras and AI. It's a bold move, especially since Tesla's FSD, which also relies heavily on cameras, has yet to fully deliver on its promises.
It's a classic case of David versus Goliath. XPeng is taking on Tesla in China, a market where Tesla has a significant head start. But XPeng seems confident that their Eagle Eye system can close the gap.
And they're not shying away from the affordability factor either. They're aiming to make the P7 Plus accessible to a wider range of buyers, which could give them a competitive edge in the price-sensitive Chinese market.
It's a fascinating battle brewing in the EV and autonomous driving space. We've covered a lot of ground today, from market volatility and supply chain woes to exciting innovations and potential mergers. The key takeaway? It's a dynamic landscape out there, and the companies that can adapt and innovate will be the ones that thrive.